Greetings, friends. This is Pastor Todd Redden of New Beginnings Christian Center. My thoughts today concern that of the holidays. The holidays are upon us, and with them comes a myriad of thoughts and emotions. As I reflect on the season, I made an observation that I'd like to share with you. It begins with a thought that I felt the Lord dropped into my heart, that thought being, it's hard to be disappointed and thankful at the same time. Those two words, thankful or disappointed, are the dominant feeling that will sum up Christmas morning for most. All the shopping and effort, debt, along with the memories of the past, those two words, thankful or disappointed, will compete for your heart. But those two words are not a predetermined fact. They are a conscious choice. In fact, those word choices set the spiritual climate of the world and unfortunately has crept into the house of God, the dominant choice being disappointment. So my Christmas gift to you is discussing the benefit of being thankful. A thankful heart is a joyful and contagiously hopeful one. A thankful heart is the lens through which we see life and how others see us. But thanksgiving is exponentially more powerful when its focus is upon the goodness of our God. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is found in Psalm 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Blessing the Lord continually and boastfully reminds you of what God has done in the past and based on his character will do again. God is faithful. To the unbeliever or to the person whose faith is being shaken, your faith in God may present a renewed hope for them. Remember, it's how great he is, not how great you are. I've heard many prayers that were a declaration to self, and God's name was not the focus at all. Secondly, our thankfulness will be reflected in our prayer life and how we approach God in the most desperate of circumstances. Please consider the initial word in Philippians and the attitude in which we should approach God. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So this Christmas, when thinking about that hard-to-find gift for the Savior of the world, try giving him a gift that he will definitely appreciate. And let it be a lifestyle on how you govern your life. Be forever and continually thankful. It will not disappoint. Let it be reflected in how you worship the rest of your life. This is Pastor Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.